The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're just too marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous, in that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. And just too very, very to ever be in Webster's Dictionary.
Francis Albert with Joe P, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Beautiful morning this morning. And it's going to be a little rainy tomorrow, I think, and Friday as well. A great weekend coming up. So I love the searing sun of summer, you know. It's really my favorite. The older I get, the more I love the summer, you know. It used to be, oh, it's so hot. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that it's too hot because it's going to be cold before you know it. The winter was long and cold. So I am so digging this weather. I hope you are too. I see the phone calls. We'll go to calls in a second. I will, I promise. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Ray Kelly's coming up. Commissioner Ray Kelly, he is one of the most respected men in all of law enforcement, longest serving commissioner in the NYPD in its history, author of the book Vigilance, and we'll be getting into a lot of things with the commissioner on this program. So, again, you're always welcome at 877-970-2999. We're breaking down all the news just for you. But this whole Epstein thing is just blowing up now. Does Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, does he get bounced out of there? Because he was the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor, the U.S. attorney down there in Florida when he made that deal with Epstein all those years ago. How does he get now another accuser just stepped within the last hour? I saw another 15-year-old. This is really getting creepy. And you keep hearing this, and I don't know that they say that Bill Clinton was on the manifest of those private weird plane flights that Epstein went on. The private plane he was on like 26, 27 times, I heard, but the documentation I hear is like 4 or 5 times. One time is too many. And then, you know, I heard some inside things, and I hesitate to tell you because people will tweet me, people I respect, and I don't want to go any further than that. But I heard that this is going to be a bloodbath. This whole Epstein thing is going to be a mess. This is what I'm hearing, and also I'm hearing on the Mueller probe side, investigating the investigators. I hope it's okay that I say this because I love the person that always lets me know these things, and I hope I'm not speaking out of school here. But I understand there are indictments are about, subpoenas are about to fly all around the country in regard to investigating the investigators of the Mueller probe. That just is not going away. And I was just, I tell you what, I was glad to hear that because that was such an, as we heard Anthony Pope talk about, that was unjust as anything, the whole Mueller probe, but it ain't going away and it's about to blow up. So this is what I'm hearing, but that's just hearsay. I don't mean to say that's not fact or anything. If you're hearing something, you call us too, all right? 877-970-2999. Can I go? Frankie, you okay this morning? All good
I'm
with
great.
You, my friend?
Absolutely. Very disappointed in the passing of Rip Torn and Ross Perot, but aside from that, still doing okay.
It was great. Thank you. Thank you for pushing me to get James Rosen to do his Ross Perot impression. That was really good, actually.
I knew it would be.
He's a great impression. And then Al has got his finger very quick today. He's
This day is gravy. I mean, anything that happens now today is just wonderful. The fact that... that Steve from Manhattan doesn't know how to conduct himself as a phone caller who's been calling into shows for, 30 years, which tells you one thing, he needs a life. And then you got E. Frank, who's somewhere in a home in Queens. We don't know if it's, a medical facility or something like that, but apparently he decided once he was on hold to go and make breakfast, have a cup of coffee or whatever, and miss his opportunity. Because I'm being all serious here. I really wanted to hear his thoughts on Ross Perot. So, because I heard the inside scoop from the screeners. Apparently, he called before the show started this morning at around 10 of and said, he told the screeners, he said, I know what they're going to talk about. And he said, I want to talk about Ross Perot. Like, he knew. I don't know how he knew. I mean, we didn't start off with Ross Perot, but apparently he knew. So,
I'm going to go to the calls in 2 seconds. I'm reading here. This is a tweet. Congressional sources say Representative Peter DeFazio, a Democrat and chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, has been quietly pressing members to consider voting for a bill he is said to be considering that would increase the passenger facility charge independent of a broader infrastructure package. It appears unlikely that such a bill would pass given the difficulty of a bipartisan agreement. So they're trying to raise taxes on airline, a passenger tax, another passenger. I thought I saw this peripherally on the news yesterday. So taxes amount to already 25-30% of every airline ticket. They're thinking of adding more, the Democrats are, Frankie? Is that what you're hearing?
This is the first that I'm hearing of it, it wouldn't surprise me.
Look at this. What can you how much more can you tax us? And when you go to a hotel as well, when I go to the hotel and I go, wow, that's a great deal. You get a great deal. No, not so much. The ancillary taxes, the occupancy tax, there you go, I said it, and the air, you get just to breathe the air, they're taxing that. They tax everything.
Well, think that's why a lot of people are using Airbnb? Like, I have a friend that uses Airbnb, and every time she travels, no matter what, she stays in an Airbnb, she saves a significant amount of money, including staying in New York City and other places. I'm wondering if that's going to replace, at some point, hotels.
Yeah, it's popular. But for a guy like me,
no, not for you, no. But you know what? Now, that's interesting. I say that knowing full well you would never ever use an Airbnb. But my friend tells me she only picks Airbnbs where they have like the highest rating and she has the place to herself. She's not sharing it with somebody. By herself and she stays in different spots in Manhattan, she saves, like, if a hotel is $300 for the night, she can get an Airbnb for like $140 a day.
Yeah. And Joey,
which is a significant savings.
We went to Israel and then there was a hotel and we had booked it. Joey came late, so there were no rooms. So he got an Airbnb in Israel and it was great. It was absolutely great. I would just.
He's not a germaphobe like you.
I would worry. Is the bed clean?
You would bring one suitcase with just cleaning products alone. With you. You'd have one suitcase filled with Durasan, all kinds of stuff. You'd be spraying it down. You wouldn't sleep at night because you're afraid that the bed has bed bugs.
When I go to the hotel, the first thing I do, and you know who tells me this? My pilot friends and my flight attendant friends. They tell you,
black light.
Spray it down. They say, and don't touch the glass in a hotel room, they say. So I imagine that's, if it's got the wrap around it, it's still.
Which
it's not
glass?
Sanitary.
I don't understand. The mirror or the windows?
A drinking glass.
A drinking glass. All right.
Don't drink it because it's not clean. But I think a lot of the hotels that you go to, if there are, if I may say, upscale, then you're safe like that. But I would be afraid.
The hotels that have the plastic cup, but it's sealed in plastic.
So you know
that it's not been touched. It's not, But yeah, I get you with the whole glass thing.
And also, there is not to be too silly or graphic this early in the morning, after 8 o'clock. They wrap up the toilet seat, sanitize for your protection. It's like, hey, great. So you know what I did when I ordered on Amazon? I ordered a toilet seat. I got it's antimicrobial toilet seat. Huh. I got that. You can get that. Did you know, Frankie? Did you know you can get that?
I did not know that. No.
Oh yes, you can.
I'm not even going there. I'm not.
Please don't.
I'm not even going.
Please don't. But I saw the word antimicrobial because one of the plastic they brought. I said, I am so.
Are you eating off of it? You're not eating off of the toilet seat. Why does it have to be antimicrobial? I don't understand. You don't eat off the toilet seat.
Please stop right there. We'll stop right there.
It's gross.
I just like to be as sanitized as I can. Please, I like that.
I'm surprised you don't walk into a hotel room in a hazmat suit. Hi, Mr. Biscoe. Nice to see you. Would you like us to change out that hazmat suit for you? Please, please do.
Have it fumigated
and bring it back to me.
I take my Durasan out. I don't even use Lysol anymore. I use Durasan all the time because it's just, I go out, I get it, I spray down the remote. Come on, tell me, Al, when you're gonna touch a remote in a hotel room?
I don't touch the remote here until I wipe it down.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Seriously, but that's psychosomatic because I was doing that when I had my cancer because I had no white blood cells, so I couldn't fight infection. So now every day when I walk in here, I wipe everything down.
You just include my headphones, which I appreciate very much.
Yes, I do. Well, there's a lot of makeup on it from your headphones, but, you know, it's all right. At least there's no topics on there, which is good.
Yeah. But to make a movie on TV, like, trust me.
All the topics that you put in your head, I'm wondering it doesn't stick to the headphone thing that, you know, like, match the top of your head with,
excuse me, excuse me. On Tuesdays when we broadcast, if you don't wear makeup, you just don't look. I don't care what they say. And like George always says, God bless him, you don't need makeup, George. I need surgery. And makeup, forget about it. I need surgery.
Maybe that's what he was trying to suggest.
And, you know, maybe he said no. Don't go with the makeup. Go with the surgery.
Right.
He goes. Don't wear the makeup. You don't need the makeup. We got the light. No. How many politicians step in front of the camera? They come in the Senate and they're rushed because a camera's in their face and they don't have makeup on. And you go, woof. You better put some makeup on, pal. So I'm going to put the makeup on. Topics in my hair, makeup, whatever I got to do, Al. I'm trying to hold on.
But take off the headphones. It's like there's this film of makeup on the headpieces, and then on the top, it's like, I mean, thank God it's already jet black. But it might be even blacker because of the topic. So,
I go to Fox News now. They go, ooh, wow, you got a lot in there. I go, yeah, I just need a little shine, on it.
A little shine.
Hey, 8:17 with Joey on the radio. John, there's John. Hello, John. Thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Go Buchanan.
Oh, thank you. We got him. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, I have no idea what he said. They wait.
But see what I mean? Like that's the definition of a loser.
Yeah.
He waits on hold just to say one thing.
Well, see, that's the danger of cutting off Steve from Manhattan, right? So you cut off Steve from Manhattan, who he rarely calls on any show under his own name. He pays us the respect of calling us under his own name, but we cut him off.
That's right. Now
he's going to call for the rest of the show under different names, in different voices, and you sneak up, go Buchanan, go, or Tom Tancredi for president, or one of these things that he's been doing in talk radio for 26 years.
But what is he? 26 years. What does he do for a living? How does he support himself? Does the government support him? Does he actually have a job? Because I can't imagine any able-bodied human being that has a job anywhere in an office where this guy is sitting on hold for an hour going, go, you can. You'd be fired. Any other normal human being would be fired.
This caller I recognize, Mel, he always has something good to say. From Brooklyn, New York, some Brooklyn common sense from Mel. Mel, thanks for calling, and happy Wednesday to you, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you, Joe. There's only one Mel from Brooklyn. No assumed name.
And we love you, pal. What are you thinking?
I was listening to the interview about the eyes in the sky and the surveillance. That's what I did when I was in the military, 20-something years ago. And I still am in contact with my friends that are still in the military. They're in Afghanistan and Iraq. And what we do is a multi-tier surveillance. And what I found out speaking to them is all the battlefield casualties, the enemy casualties, we literally put them on ice. We filled up body bags with ice. We put them in there. And then we bring them back to the base, and we take DNA samples and fingerprints. And by that, we're building a database right now, which will make Guantanamo pretty irrelevant. Because now, if we are able to find people in other parts of the world that are engaging in terrorist activity, we can see the connection with the DNA, and we exploit the cell phones and all that. So this is a very big thing, and it's being very smart and focused on going after terrorism in that way.
Mel, first of all, thanks for your service, man. Second of all, Mel's talking about Arthur Holland Michael's book called Eyes in the Sky. We want you to check it out. This is a nice guy, Arthur Holland Michael. But so I worry about the government looking at us for no reason, for political, like what's happening with Twitter and with Facebook, the shadow banning, and how I could, like right now, I told you I would tweet out that Donald Trump video that I thought was great. I can't find it now. And I'm convinced that they just get rid of it. If it's positive and it's pro Donald Trump, they get rid of it. I really believe that. So that's the only fear I have when there's eyes in the sky. But for terror, it's about time we start looking at the terrorists, because they seem to have carte blanche on all social media. So it's good that the government's watching out for us. Mel, thank you for that call. And again, thank you for your service. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. Speaking of great service, Commissioner Ray Kelly will join us momentarily. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads at 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Keep in mind, Broadway is closed as you head from the area of Battery Park up to Park Row. Getting ready for the U.S. women's soccer team to go up the Canyon of Heroes. We're seeing tons of volume this morning on the eastbound Gowanus up through Fort Hamilton Parkway in toward the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, bumper to bumper at the Brooklyn, right into the Brooklyn Bridge and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. As a matter of fact, they're both really busy into town because of all of the action downtown. We're seeing extra volume now at the inbound Holland Tunnel. Looks like your ferry service is okay, Hoboken to World Trade. Let's see what's happening here. Inbound Lincoln, again, that's about 25 minutes in. Major problem on 80 West at 287 in Parsippany, a car into the back of a tractor trailer. Unfortunately, now we have an investigation going on there. And do watch out for some slowdowns this morning. Southbound freeway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, The Bible Speaks Academy, Timothy Christian School. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
May I tell you about Ed Romano, Dr. Ed Romano, and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right there in Morristown? They can make your smile look spectacular. I'm telling you, hear about it. You've been hearing about it. And if you're thinking about it, Dr. Romano is the doctor that you want to talk to. If you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatments, okay? They'll get you in, they'll get you out fast. And with over 30 years of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible, there are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano Romano's credentials and expertise. And when you sit and you chat and you talk with Dr. Romano and you go over what you want done with your teeth, you'll feel so comfortable. This is a really, really good guy. I sat down, our boss, Jerry Crowley, said, I want you to meet somebody, Joe, because he's going to come on the show, and I want you to sit with Ed Romano. What a nice, nice guy. You know, because you get nervous when you go to the dentist, right? You will feel very comfortable with Dr. Romano. Check out, please, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, or call Dr. Romano's office, from veneers that make your smile sparkle, baby, you know, to implants that help you eat and feel better. You can count on Dr. Romano. Here's his number, 973-947-7716. Dr. Ed Romano, 973-947-7716.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Oh, that's so true. The best is yet to come, kid. You're with Piscopo and Morano and Gattulo and Debbie Duhame on AM 970 The Answer, 825 on AM 970TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. Commissioner Ray Kelly is the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD in its history and author of the book Vigilance, but a great guy, great New Yorker, a law enforcement legend. Commissioner, always a privilege to have you on the show. Welcome back to the Piscopo Show, sir.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Always good to be with you.
Commissioner, I got to ask you first, man. I was talking to Frankie Five Boroughs, you know, and we, yep. You know, we love you, you know, and we're huge fans. So, and I saw you when I saw you with Cardinal Dolan. We were the Cabrini Foundation with the sisters. You're in such great shape. But forgive me for always asking you this, though, man. And we talk about drumming, and you're a drummer. But you're not running? Are you running, Commissioner? Do you run, or is it just mostly aerobics in the gym?
No, I do aerobic things in the gym. I do a treadmill. I don't go outside and run. I think too many potholes to do that. But I try to work out maybe 5 times a week. You know, that's about as much as I can do. Yeah. I'm still working full time. But it's important to me. I feel better after I do it. So, it works.
And forgive me, weights, no weights, no free weights, anything like that?
No, I do weights. Yeah, yeah, I've been doing weights since I was a teenager. Yeah, obviously, now they're a lot lighter than they were when I was a teenager, but I think you still got
to You look great. I so admire that.
Of Cardinal Dolan, I want to tell the world, I think they know, but what a great entertainer Joe Piscopo is, and what a world-class drummer you are. I mean, you're up there with the very, very... This guy is amazing. He can do it all. So,
Commissioner,
I was blown away by your drumming abilities.
Thank you so much. We were at the Catsimatidis event with John and Margo, and I drummed, and I had Commissioner Kelly. I talked to you listening, and the commissioner came over and said, "Man, your wrists." And I was so honored by that because it's hard to work on that. But you're a drummer yourself, sir. Yes.
Yes, yes. I only do it in the dark of night, though, and you know, so no neighbors can hear me. I'm talk about amateur.
No, I love it. Commissioner Ray Kelly with us. Commissioner, you had a great op-ed in the New York Post on Independence Day weekend talking about the importance of World War I and getting a World War I memorial in our nation's capital. Why is this so important, sir?
Well, you know, World War I was a terrible war. It involved trench warfare, poison gas. We were only in it. The U.S. was only in it for 18 months. The war went from 2014 to 2018. Millions of people killed in that war. But the U.S. had 116,000 deaths, a good portion of them from influenza, because that was a pandemic at the time. We had over 300,000 total casualties. But it's really become the forgotten war. Nobody talks about it. It's not. There is a documentary that I saw on Netflix that I thought was pretty good. So there is a plan for a memorial. It was actually commissioned in 2013, but it really has languish. There's a commission. They need funds. There's a political fight over it in Washington, D.C. The mayor did not want it on the mall. Too many memorials on the mall. It's now been relegated to Pershing Park, which is not too far from the White House. It was supposed to have been finished by 2020. No construction has started at all. And they need money. And hopefully some big foundations will, you know, get the message and kick in, because it's serious money. They need about $40 million. I just think it's something that should be put on the skyline, that people should be aware about. When you go to Washington, I find it very moving, the Vietnam Memorial, the World War II Memorial, the Korean Memorial, nothing for World War I. And, of course, those people died for us and for the Europeans as well. So I just think it's something that should be paid attention to.
And we lost more people in World War I than we did in Korea and Vietnam combined?
You're absolutely right. Well, 58,000 in Vietnam. I think we had something like 50,000 in Korea. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, do the math.
And you know what? You don't think about World War I, because, you know, my daddy fought in the Second World War, so that's all I heard about. And that's why we always talk about it. But I guess the shame of it is that there are no World War I vets left to fight for this, correct?
That's right. There are no real advocates. Gary Louie, who works with Rubenstein, who's really the prime mover of the American Museum of Armor, which is out in Bethpage, by the way. It's a great place to visit. He's done some things. He's tried to raise this issue, but you're right. The fact that there are no living veterans from World War One is a factor. It's just there's nobody out there thinking about it. There's a lot of other things, a lot of other wars that we've fought, but I think it deserves a place of honor.
Commissioner Ray Kelly with us. It's true. And just one more thing before we move on is the trench warfare. Commissioner Kelly, I mean, I don't think we could ever. And the chemical weapons that were used in the First World War during that time was devastating. Oh,
right.
I can't even imagine.
Exactly. You know, they used mustard gas.
Yeah.
They used chlorine gas. You know, it was first used in a place called Ypres in Belgium, against the U.S. forces, and we were caught, you know, unaware, even though it had been used early on in the war. As I say, the war's going on since 1914, and it's a terrible war. Trench warfare, the sickness, it's living in trenches for months at a time. As I say, influenza killed close to half of our people killed in the war, because the troops, as they moved, they were sort of spreading the pandemic. So it was just a terrible experience. Of course, it was the war to end all wars. It's going to be the Great War.
Yeah,
and,
20 years later.
It worked out that way.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Commissioner Kelly, it looks like both New York and New Jersey are moving on toward another topic, if I can, sir. Recreational marijuana. As an accomplished law enforcement official and one of the most respected in the nation, sir, is that something we should be all concerned about, recreational marijuana?
Well, I think that train has left the station. There's no question about it that we're going to have recreational marijuana here in New York State. The fight now, they decriminalized it in the last legislative session, but in the next session they're going to legalize it. The fight apparently is over the taxes and where that tax money goes. Not that you're going to be taxed using it. That's a foregone conclusion. The question is, where is that money going to go? So my own view is that we haven't done enough research on marijuana. The medical studies have all been done pretty much by advocates, either for or against. I'd like to see the Center for Disease Control or the health agencies do a real comprehensive study. What is the long-term impact of marijuana, of putting THC into your body? We don't know that. It's still against the federal law, and by the way, it just makes things more confusing. But I'd like to know a lot more about its long-term effects before we have young people using it in at least legalized, authorized way. I think government has that obligation. I know New York State has done a very limited examination of it. The health department has come out saying it's basically okay, but you know that's clearly what what the administration wanted, what the governor wanted, and I think the objectivity of that has to be questioned. So I'm not using it. I just, regardless of what its legal status is, I think we just don't know enough about its impact.
And then what do you do? What does law enforcement do? I mean, oh, your eyes look dilated. I mean, you know, there'll be how many lawsuits do you think when a police officer pulls over somebody and goes, I smell marijuana. Yeah, I think you're high. Is there going to be a quick test that you could take? That puts law enforcement in such a tough position, does it not?
That's right. You know, Colorado just put out a 5-year study on it, and it's a mixed bag. Some things that they thought might cause a problem haven't. The crime is up in Colorado 20% over the last 2 years, but it's not clear that it's necessarily tied to marijuana. They have, believe it or not, a black market problem with marijuana. There's a lot of people growing it there because there's obviously a demand, and they can undercut or undersell the authorized places. But they haven't had the automobile accidents and marijuana-related automobile crashes that they anticipated. So they have labeled it as a mixed bag. And I know the proponents of legalized marijuana think that that report for them is generally positive. But, it's going to happen. Definitely going to happen.
You know, before we let you go, Commissioner, we appreciate a couple more questions, if I can, sir. You know, we've been covering this epidemic of police suicides. We had a very, very interesting chat with Chief Terrence Monahan of the NYPD just yesterday in the studio. And not just in New York City, but around the country, there's an epidemic of police suicides. Why do you think it's such a problem, and what can we do about it, Commissioner Kelly?
Well, it's difficult to say. You're right. It is ongoing throughout the country. More police officers committed suicide last year, actually the last 3 years, than died in the line of duty. But it's been something with us, with policing for a long time. We've had as many as 10 a year in the NYPD.
Wow.
In the early 90s, we did a study of 100 NYPD suicides going back many years, and by outside experts. And they came to the conclusion that only 2 were job-related. Now, is that still relevant, that study? I don't know. Maybe it should be redone. But, of course, as we all know, everybody gets depressed. We all have moments when we're not, feeling best about ourselves. But cops have the ability to take their life 24 hours a day. They have that weapon with them, and that's that's the real problem. And another issue that the department has is if you come forward and say that you have some concerns, some issues about your mental well-being, the department has an obligation to take your weapon away from you, and that it stigmatizes you. So it's it's difficult for the police officers to go forward in a sort of a free and open manner and say that they have some emotional concerns. There's an organization, PAPA, I think it's still in existence, is police officers providing peer assistance. It's outside the department. It is an avenue that officers can take. Obviously, the police department would like to know what the problems are with their employees, but that is an avenue that is open to police officers who have some emotional concerns.
Yeah, Commissioner Ray Kelly, with us. Before I let you go on a much lighter note, we're having that ticker tape parade right in front of the building at our studio, honoring the women's soccer team. Commissioner, there's a police officer on every corner. You were a commissioner during 3 ticker tape parades. How difficult is an enterprise like this to organize?
Well, the department has such experience in doing these things that a lot of it is a little bit off the shelf. You know, they've done these things before. One thing that the police department is blessed with is a lot of people. It's the biggest police department by far in the country. It has about 37,000 uniform officers. So they're able to mass officers in a particular location. And you'll see a lot of police officers there. So I think it's a happy day. It's a good day for, people who want to take a break from their work. But as far as the department is concerned, they can handle it. They're the best in the world at handling major events.
There it is, Ray Kelly. Commissioner, next John Catsimatidis event with John and Margo, we got to have you sit in with the band to play the drums with us. How about that, Ray? Come on, Ray. We can do that, right?
Don't put it on film. No.
Okay. Commissioner, thank you so much. Thanks for your service.
All right, guys. Good to be with you. Thanks.
We're always proud to have you with us. Thank you, Ray Kelly. Commissioner Ray Kelly right there. There's a law enforcement legend indeed. I'm proud. So proud to have him in New York, New York. 8:39 right now. Joe on the radio. Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
76 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is slamming New York One over its World Cup parade coverage. The U.S. women's team parading through Lower Manhattan this morning at 9:30. The news network is covering the event, but veteran anchor Roma Torre will not be featured. De Blasio tweeted that it's an insult to keep one of the city's best journalists on the sidelines during the event. He went on to write that she belongs at the parade and that it's a shame. New York One's parent company, Charter Communications, says she's still part of the network and is not being replaced. The governor's office says thousands of Garden State workers have been intentionally cheated out of millions in wages and benefits. Phil Murphy's administration is releasing a report that alleges that employers who paid around 12,000 employees off the books or labeled them as independent contractors last year cost those workers more than $450 million in pay. The mislabeling is called misclassification, and the report notes this takes place primarily in low-wage fields and professions. Speaking before the Building and Construction Trades Council in Atlantic City yesterday, Murphy said his administration wants to see the practice stopped. In sports, the American League built a 4-1 lead, hung on to beat the National League 4-3 in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Cleveland. Yankees' Masahiro Tanaka got the win, Aroundless Chapman got the save. The Mets' Pete Alonso singled in 2 in the 8th to get the National League close. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening right now. Broadway is completely closed as they get ready for the U.S. women's soccer team to go up the Canyon of Heroes. Broadway closed at Battery Park up through Park Row. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you head over to the Brooklyn Bridge getting into town. The Battery Tunnel, bumper to bumper, trying to get into town, causing lots of volume over on the Gowanus getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. FDR Drive southbound slowing down as you get down toward the Brooklyn Bridge as well. And we're seeing a lot of volume over at the inbound Holland Tunnel. That's going to be about 30 minutes in now. Lincoln Tunnel 25, West Side Highway South, bumper to bumper, getting down toward the 70s. Cross Bronx westbound, that's solid, heading right out toward the area of the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. And problems continue over on 80 West, exit 45, getting out past Montvale in toward Parsippany. It looks like a car into the back of a truck. It's an ongoing investigation over there. 22 East of Bloy Street and Hillside, a collision there as well. And traffic slowing down at 287. Some volume eastbound getting out toward White Plains. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama, Yellowstone Season 2. New episode tonight at 10, 9 central on the new Paramount Network. Want to make the most of this summer? Try your hand at something new and exciting. Learn to trade stocks with Tradeway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd. To register, call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It is 8:43 on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo. Why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy? I will tell you why. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 continuous years. Steve Perillo, that's my man Steve right there, represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. If you go to Steve's office, you see a picture of his dad, Mario. We all know Mario, right? And then of Steve's grandfather as well. And Perillo only contracts for first class and deluxe hotels, which are centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. I've seen this firsthand. When we're going on October 19th with the Perillo Piscopo tour, when we're over there, Steve, I'm telling you, he checked out the hotel meticulously, and then he gets you the best places to stay. For example, imagine walking out of your hotel and you're right on the Spanish Steps. Come on. Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square. Or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Comfort and convenience. That is the hallmark of a Perillo tour. Call, please, for your Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. Boom, just like that. Janice is standing by. Tell Janice and the folks over there, Perillo, Joe says hi. Give him my very, very best. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Don't forget Perillo's Hawaiian vacations at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels. Perfect for honeymoons. Everything included at one low price. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Bruce! Born to run, baby. Let it rip out. Getting this Wednesday morning started. Robert Wall, my friend, the comedian, Bob Wall, you know, from Arliss, right? He actually used to do a bit on stage at the Improv 100 years ago about that. They wanted Born to Run to be the song of New Jersey. New Jersey's, you know, statewide song. And it was like Born to Run. And apparently, boy, what God, you think about it, all those years ago, Robert was writing about that. It's true now. Everyone's like running out of New Jersey. They're listening to Bruce running out because of the taxes. They can't afford it. The companies are leaving in droves by the thousands out of the great state of New Jersey, New York as well. We're just trying to hold on. You and I, though, we're hanging in. Am I right? We're hanging in there, and certainly in New Jersey. We don't want to go anywhere. Our families are there, and the politicians will try. They will try to disrupt everything that we believe in. They will try to rip the fabric of the state apart just for their own personal interest, their own power and control, and we're not going to let that happen. Hey, Frank, let me go to Frank in Old Bridge. Good morning, Frank. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Joe, I got the 66 Lincoln all revved up. I'm hijacking the parade. I got it all decked out, MAGA all over it, a paper mache replica of Trump with his MAGA hat on, and I got the box of marbles, baby.
Are you going to really do that, Frank? You should really do that, man.
No, that would be ain't worth going to jail for, Joe.
I know. It's so true. Frank, thank you.
Oh, God, that would be the best.
Thank you so much. And Frank, appreciate it very much, and thanks for listening. Frank is talking about, and it's so true, I said, how great it would it be to everyone wearing MAGA hats, a sea of red hats at this parade. I don't want to cause
Kevin
any
Bacon
problem.
Standing there. Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
And then you could have likenesses of President Trump. Oh, come on. See, if we were in the old days, Frankie, if this was Howard back in the old days, that's what you would do. You would do like an event like that. You know what I mean? But I'm not a disruptor like that, you know, as funny as it would be. But
Daniel Day-Simpson driving the car. That was a great scene in Animal House.
just a whole slew of MAGA hats at this parade, because, you know, I don't know. I want to be excited about it. I wish all the best. Let me put it that way. I wish all the best. I just don't like just the derogatory nature against.
It's a great thing, though. I mean, it's a cool thing. People come out and they celebrate and whatever. I mean, for us, it's a hassle because it's right in front of our building and we have to get to work, but. You know, good for them. I mean,
I just don't like it. There's no reason to be as nasty and make a political statement, because you know what? Number one, no one cares. Kick the ball. Play soccer. No one cares.
Yeah, no, really. I agree with you on that point. You know, there's no reason to just say, I'm not going to the White House. That's all.
Yeah. Fine. Well, thank you. Or don't even address it. Let the coach address it, because I know that there are some girls, and being the father of three daughters, I always say how proud you would be if your daughter's on the U.S. national team and they won internationally like that. I mean, how proud you would be, and wouldn't you as a parent say, my daughter's going to the White House? How great is that? And then this one person in Megan Rapinoe, she wants to step up, and God bless her, she's a brilliant player and she can speak her mind, certainly. It just was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. All right, should we try this, Stephen in Queens? Should we go there? Al, you ready? You're fast?
No,
and
he's
ready?
He's not affiliated with the other Stephen.
Okay, all right, there we go. Stephen in Queens. Good morning, Stephen. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to point out that in addition to being an excellent police commissioner, Mr. Kelly is a real mensch. And I say this because he was responsible during his tenure for allowing 911 to be used to report animal cruelty. Before that, you could not use 911.
Yeah, thank you. Ray Kelly's the best. And you get Frankie started. Frankie, my brother, we think, and I agree with Frank, Commissioner Kelly should be head of the FBI, head of Homeland Security, something down in Washington. But, why go through that, right? Why go through that? And we love that Ray Kelly stays in New York. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now, 877-970-2999. But you got to be quick this morning. Al's fired up. Ready to Cthulhu you. You got to be quick. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Don't Cthulhu me, Al. I got to give you the information here. Let's see what's happening right now. Looks like we are getting ready for the big parade going up Broadway. Broadway is closed. Battery Park up through Park Row. We get ready for the U.S. women's soccer team to go up the Canyon of Heroes. It's causing a lot of volume at the Battery Tunnel, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge. Willie B all jammed up getting into town. Tons of volume eastbound Gowanus as you head from the Verrazano all the way up toward the Battery Tunnel. Now expect delays at the inbound Holland of about 15 to 20 minutes into town. Lincoln 25, West Side Highway southbound, bumper to bumper down through the 70s. And the FDR Drive south is still pretty busy down through the 70s as well. Cross Bronx West, heavy at 3rd Avenue. Volume on the northbound New England Thruway getting up through New Rochelle, so prepare for some slowdowns over there as well. Southbound Thruway, okay, down by the Tappan Zee Bridge. We're seeing this ongoing investigation. 80 West, exit 45, getting out past Montville in toward Parsippany. Looks like it ended up a car into the back of a tractor trailer. Everything caught fire, and this is an ongoing investigation now with cleanup still going on in that area. Looks like you will see some extra service on the LARRR after the parade. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher has had enough.
I am so sick of these un-American miscreants who hate this country so much that they want to strip every symbol of our nation's beginnings, its foundings, its origins. And you know what? We can push back, too. We can push back with truth, with logic. I am fed up.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. You got 5 minutes, all right? Look at me. Look, I'll give you to 9 o'clock. Mr. Generosity on the radio. How are you? If you call Route 22 Toyota right now, 855-621-9949. Look at me. Look at me. I'm going to give you to 9 o'clock. It's 8:53. I'm giving you a couple extra minutes there. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded. Don't do what I do. See, hopefully you listen to me. I should listen to myself. I did not get a free multi-point inspection. I should have taken my truck over to Route 22 Toyota, but I just didn't get there. And then sure enough, the brakes went, cost me a fortune locally because I couldn't even drive it. Boom. You see, if I had the free multi-point inspection, Route 22 Toyota would have said, your brakes are going, let me fix them, and would never have. It never have cost me enough. And plus, I would have had a free multi-point inspection and a free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. And when you check out that beautiful showroom, I mean, it's the largest showroom in Jersey. I always tell you that, right? Automobile showroom. But it's just great. It's a big, big showroom, and I love that. You know, you'll see Alex there. Ask Mr. Kinsella about the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, please. This is a great team over there. And Iggy is there. Carmelo is there. And Chester is there. Johnny and Chris and Wendy and Shoya. And my sister went there. And Carol, my sister Carol texts me. She goes, oh, I'm at Route 22 Toyota. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? I didn't want to bother you. They made her the best deal. The best deal on a beautiful car that she has. Safe car. I'm telling you. Beautiful color that she got. And I appreciate that. And the way they treated my sister like family, they're going to treat you the same way. How do I know that? Because when I was breaking bread with Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and we Alex Kinsella, I watched the door. I watched the customers pour in, the way they come into Route 22 Toyota. Every single one of those customers treated like a special VIP. That's the way you get treated at Route 22 Toyota. You do not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
There it is. Joe Lumberg. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Joe, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm good today.
Did you get my email? Did you get my email?
I haven't checked my email this morning.
I knew you would. You are so good, brother. I got to tell you, because we're running. We had a busy, busy hour last hour. We're running late. The clock is running. We're always on the clock on the radio, you know. And we got seconds, and you just fired out that weather forecast brilliantly, man. That was great. Well done.
I've done the other side of radio. I've done your end of radio before, so I know. You've got hard outs, and you've got to hit them.
I can tell. I said, go. And Al threw it to you, opened the mic. Boom. You were right out there.
And nailed it right at the end of the timer.
Right at the end. Oh, I bet you were good talking up records. Like, did you ever do it?
You get a 15-second intro. You can talk for 15 seconds, and then you
got to
be done.
Hit the post, they used to call it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's right.
Hey, Joseph, beautiful day today. A little rain tomorrow. Give us the breakdown. And the weekend, I hear, is spectacular. Yes?
The weekend's going to be fantastic. Today, we've got the sunshine, kind of hazy sunshine. It's like high-level smoke from distant fires out of western North America. So it's kind of like a looky, milky appearance to the sunshine today. But other than that, it's just going to be sunny, about 89. We get a shower or thunderstorm later tomorrow night. Could be a hit or miss thunderstorm on Friday. Then after that, the weekend is going to be fantastic with sunshine and very warm.
That's our day. That's our time, Joey. That's our time like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. This weekend through next week, 80, you know, upper 80s, low 90s every single day.
See? Yeah, we got it. We got our weather. Joe Lumberg, thank you, man. You're so good, Joey. Thank you so much. We always appreciate it. Joe Lumberg right there. That is the heat, man. Bring on the heat. 8:57. We have a winner in our Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. We asked, what is the largest Christian edifice in the world that is located in Rome? Of course, at St. Peter's Basilica. Its construction took 120 years, wow, from 1506 to 1626, and we'd like to congratulate Joe Cicchetti from Brooklyn for winning an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And not a bad question. Frank, did you rate the
No, it was a fine question. I mean, you know, it's a question. It's a legitimate trivia question. It has one answer. It's clear.
Yeah.
The way it was originally worded could have been worded a little bit better. Like the way you just worded it just now, that's the way it should have been worded.
You know, here's the best part.
But it was fine.
Here's the best part. Next Wednesday through Friday, I'm off. I'm taking some vacation. So Frank, are in charge of the Michael's trivia question. You put it together with the answer, whatever.
We'll never get the answer.
This time, don't forget to do it.
Just remind me.
Don't forget to do it.
Just remind me.
No, I'm off Wednesday. Just remember, you're in charge next week for that. That's all.
That'll be good. Hey, you know what? We'll open the phone for you so you can be Cthulhu.
You guys go to Italy in October, create Italian trivia questions. It'd be great.
877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines.
And another thing.
Five Boroughs is here. Debbie's here. Yeah, watch it. Al's finger is fast today, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.